Hey, what are the six beers you're thinking about there, Jard Bark? Okay.
Bell's Special Double Cream Stout. I feel like I've only had a couple Bell's beers, actually. Victory Brewing's Juicy Monkey IPA.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't like it, but you might. I don't know.
I think Tyler's had both of those on the show.
Yeah. Really?
I think so.
Helltown Brewing Sanctuary Russian Imperial Stout.
That's nice. My winner so far.
Yep.
Jolly Pumpkin Bambier Farmhouse Ale.
No.
Sour beer.
A pumpkin sour? That's nasty.
I don't know.
Just the brewery's pumpkin.
Oh, okay. Just the brewery's pumpkin.
Okay, another weird one. Never heard of it. Witty Monkey.
Witty Monkey. I haven't heard of that either. Never even seen that.
Citrus Wheat Ale.
Wait, what's the ABV on it?
9.5.
That one. I don't know what the other thing you got is, unless it's like battery acid.
Okay, then the last one is, could be, Pernicious IPA Wicked Weed Brewing.
I think we've had that on the show.
Yeah, that sounds really
familiar. Go with the Witty Monkey. I haven't heard of that one in the line.
Okay. If they've managed to make a good wit beer that's 9.5%, someone should give them the Nobel Prize for Chemistry or something. Welcome to Brewsday Tuesday podcast episode 603. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and just a momentary diversion on the road to the Tyler Driblet.
I don't know what that was. He said he's got a new thing, and it sounds exactly like the movie thing.
it's similar. I'm just doing Akewood quotes, and I'm going last week was an Akewood quote. This week's an Akewood quote. I'm just doing my favorite thing from each. And you got to remember that, like, the first 30 of these, like, were, like, all just non sequitur nonsense that didn't make any sense.
I forgot that you did an Akewood one last week. I thought that was just because we were talking about Akewood. But anyway,
It was because we were talking about Akewood.
Yeah. Well, we're here with a man who makes my wood ache. It's Jed.
Is that good?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. That's definitely good. I'm so turgid that it hurts. Turgid. That's good.
I hate the word turgid.
I also do now that I've
That's heard weird. How often does that come up for you, Tyler?
The only other time I can remember seeing the word turgid was in Game of Thrones. Somebody's talking about somebody else's turgid nipples, and I'm like, ugh.
Is there ever a time that it's better to use the word turgid than erect?
I don't think so.
It's like it's a waste of a word because it's just what if the word erect but less useful and like more off-putting?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Just like Jed, right?
Swollen and distended or congested.
Yeah, you know, we know, buddy.
I'm a little congested right now. Yeah, so
Jed is hella turgid.
I am feeling a bit turgid at the moment.
Yeah, normalize using turgid to describe like your nasal passages.
Like just a head cold.
Oh, God.
Sinuses are a little turgid.
Sick turgid. Yes. I hate it. Well, Jed, you've got a beer. What is it?
I do have a beer. I have Witty Monkey, which is part of the Victory Brewing Monkey series.
The Monkeyverse, I believe.
The Monkeyverse, yes. It's a 9.5% citrus wheat ale.
So curious.
And it smells citrusy. I'll tell you that right now. I'm also curious. I'm going to taste it right now.
My big thing is, does it taste super boozy? Does it taste like a wheat ale that they just dumped some vodka in?
It's a weird thing because you know how when you drink vodka, it has that like hollowness taste to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I think I understand what you're saying, and I don't have a better word than hollowness, but I feel like I should.
Because that I do get that from this, but there's no – the flavor disappears very quickly in your mouth. Like it doesn't linger at all. Like I got a few beers that we were talking about earlier, and like a stout will like just sit sometimes forever. And this is like the opposite of that, where you take a sip, you can tell it's boozy, like obviously. But I don't think either of you would dislike this. I think you would. It's strange. It's very strange because it doesn't just chill in your mouth. It like actually disappears. This is weird as fuck.
There are a lot of the times someone will have a beer on the show and describe it, and I'll be like, ooh, I want to try that. Rarely, but in this case, do I find a beer that's like, I want to have that on the show.
Right.
I want an adult to review this
beer. Oh, no.
No, I don't mind that at all. That's how Jed I
knows,
feel.
Jed knows what he is.
That's how I feel when I select the beers. That's why I was like, I'll select beers and then have you people tell me what to drink, because otherwise I'll just choose the sour and go on with my life. This is weird. I would like one of you to have this beer.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on the lookout for this. I'm gonna be on the lookout for this.
I'd like to be on that episode, so maybe in a couple months.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I have. Yeah, oh, I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead, Tyler. No, no, go ahead. I'll kick it over to you.
I have Miss Pillion River, local brewery. Oh my God, you're both so close. I looked down for one second.
I did that to mock Jed doing.
Oh, okay.
I did it to mock myself.
Sure. You both made me extremely turgid.
Tyler, what are you having?
No, I don't want to see his turgid mouth. I have Miss Pillion River. They're a rather local brewery. Pretty damn good pale ale. For some reason, the can art features a guy who looks like the Swedish chef and an iguana, but there's nothing about anything Swedish or iguana-y, so I'm pretty confused. It's 5% ABV. It's a little hazy in there. I've definitely seen cleaner pale ales. It had a pretty fairly thick head, I would say, with differentish size bubbles.
All right.
Oh, it's got that Dole fruit cup smell that I like.
That saying is number two after prunes.
Well,
if we had a fan base, I would ask our devoted fan base to make a supercut of you saying things are pruny and Dole fruit cups.
I found, maybe Becca found it. One of us found on the internet a supercut of Isaac Brock just saying yeah, like in every Modest Mouse song.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah is a little more common of a thing to say than prunes or Dole fruit cup.
I liked it. I like this. This is more lively than I expect from a pale ale. Like, I get a lot of like New Zealand hop characteristics out of this, which I definitely enjoy. They may have mislabeled it, you know, but I'm liking it. Samuel.
Speaking of things that I fear are mislabeled, I'm ready to get my heart broken again by one of these. This is Hop Butcher Lady Octopus Mosaic Hopped Triple India Pale Ale.
Good luck, buddy.
It's been a theme for me, Jed, to keep you in the loop. It's been a theme for me of having Imperial IPAs and Triple IPAs that aren't very hoppy, mm-hmm. that are just like basic bitch IPAs with a lot of booze in them. And the look on this bad boy does not fill me with confidence.
Extremely hazy.
I think you've been talking about this since the beginning of the podcast. I think I remember it.
Well, so the issue has been, at least recently, the issue has been that it's all hazies. And okay. So this show predates the hazy IPA, which is a bizarre sentence.
Crazy.
True.
Yeah.
I just remember you talking about triples or doubles that aren't real. I just remember that being a thing.
Well, triples are different than triple IPAs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think Sam has always been a little bit of a hophead, so he's probably complained for 10 years or however long about, you know, things not being hoppy enough. But it's only recently that things have started calling themselves like a double or a triple IPA, and they're solely referring to the alcohol and not the hop characteristic.
Okay.
So I am getting some actual hop character here. I think there's more fruitiness and more booziness than there is hoppiness, so I'm mm-hmm. like – disappointed. Like, this should kick me in the teeth, and it's definitely not doing that. I guess this disappointment is less of a disappointment than many of my prior disappointments.
It is wild just to think about, like, when we first started getting into beer, if something was like a triple IPA, it was going to be nigh undrinkable in bitterness. And it's just, like, completely different now.
That's, like, what I want now. Like, I know. I feel like the type of person who goes to get wings and orders the spiciest version and is like, it's not spicy enough. Like, that's what I feel like I am for hops. And it's not even that I'm that good at tolerating bitterness. It's that they don't fucking make them anymore.
Yeah, it is wild. It is wild. The other day I was just saying to this kid, like, get off my lawn, you know? So,
I mean, it really is funny how we are. I mean, our age is, like, on the precipice of, like, this. What the hell are you doing? What was that?
He half put on a robe.
I was going to put on my bathrobe to be like Tyler yelling at children on the lawn, and then I just didn't commit.
That's fair. But our age demographic is like, we've seen all the microbreweries, like,
yeah,
the rise and fall of it all. Yeah.
Pretty wild, bro. And I guess according to our first article from CBC.ca, it's going to get even worse. Quote, this is going to suck. BC craft brewers brace for beer can price crunch. So if you didn't notice, this is coming from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. So this is from our friends up north, eh? So BC obviously stands for, Jed?
British Columbia.
Oh, very good, Jed.
Fuck it!
it also says it on the webpage, I just noticed.
Well, then that's reading comprehension. You're a winner either way.
Either way.
No, it's definitely reading comprehension, regardless of whether I just learned it or previously.
We all know that our wonderful president has launched a whole bunch of tariffs against steel and aluminum. And for years we've been talking about like how like aluminum prices hurt brewers because the cans. This is all about folks in British Columbia being very worried about the margins with these tariffs. But I thought we got a lot of our aluminum from Canada and not the other way around. Am I wrong on that?
You're asking the wrong people, my dog.
Oh.
What if I knew, Sam?
I would shit my fucking pants, dude.
But I knew British Columbia. What if I just had a weird thing of knowledge about Canada? No, I obviously don't, though.
It feels Googleable, but...
it does. I'm not doing it.
My lovely article. Producer is in a different state right now, so she's not here to help out.
Damn. I'd Google it, but my Google is just still sitting on turgid, and I would like to not change that.
Just to remind you for later.
Okay.
Just to remind me to get turgid later.
I don't know about that.
Why don't they just make bottles? Why don't they just bottle it? Back in my day.
I presume it's because
that's even more
still
expensive.
It's still more expensive than increased price cans. But I would really love
here it is.
If this
here it
led
is.
To a resurgence of the reused bottles model that very few places do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyler, are you going to read the sentence that prompted my question?
Yeah, I am. Because I found I don't know about that, Jed, because I wasn't paying attention to you, to be honest. It says the issue here is, yes, we get our aluminum from Canada, right? But the thing is, we create the lids and the cans here, and then it goes back across the border into Canada, and that's where the tariffs come in.
Mm-hmm. And it's like that type of shit, like that type of supply chain shit is what people shouting for tariffs just don't get how frequently things cross borders to before they end up in your house.
Wait, so that means that with Canadian tariffs as well, the can would be tariff like four times? One, two, three times. Wow. That's insane.
I guess, yeah, because then if it comes back to be sold here, it would be, tariff three times.
Wow. Well, good times. That's great. That's great for the world, I think.
Yeah. I guess
I'm sure that people would argue, oh, well, then that'll
trickle down
local manufacturing, but it won't.
It's going to trickle down, I promise. Just a couple more years, it'll start trickling down. Please.
Right. Right. Like, if for every $1 I pay towards the tariff, what percentage of that trickles down?
Bro, trust me.
It's all Cybertrucks. All the money that is getting pulled out of every purchase you make is just going to.
Just one more tax cut, bro. I promise. It'll trickle down. I promise. Who are you talking to?
I was yelling to my neighbor / roommate because I live in a duplex.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were yelling these fucking liberals again, that type of thing.
Yeah.
It's true, Jed. You really blend in. You could go either way.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the hat and the hair
is good. Yeah, right.
Because the hat's a trucker hat, which is like.
Yeah.
What does that mean? The hair is definitely
the hair. Same. Depending on your attitude, it could go either way.
Yeah.
You know, either it's like an old school mullet, which is extremely American, or it's like an ironic mullet, you know?
So you would say I have a mullet?
I don't know if you have a mullet.
We can only see the party in the back. We can't see if there's any business in the front.
That's true.
I was going to say, for a while you had a mullet. I guess I just assumed you still had a mullet.
For a while I had a mullet. I don't know what a mullet is.
I don't think that you would have considered it a mullet, but it was.
I just don't think you know what a mullet is. I don't know
that he's ever had business in the front.
Okay.
I'm not a hairstyle expert.
Something I was trying to pay Jed a compliment, and all of a sudden I'm under attack.
That's bro, you have to get better at compliments.
Yeah. That's on you, man.
Okay. So yeah, crazy world out there. A lot of tariffs, I guess.
Crazy world out there. Crazy world out there.
Crazy world sucks, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a question.
Not sure, related shoot. To this
article.
What's a mullet?
What's a mullet? No, I want. I genuinely don't think you understand what a mullet is. But my question is, whatever happened to that bracket? I didn't listen to the episode. The worst foods bracket.
Oh, we haven't finished it.
You mean the awkward foods bracket?
Awkward foods to eat in public bracket.
Yeah, it's gonna be like. Q4 by the time we wrap that up.
We've done the first round.
Oh, so you just went through the first round of matchups.
No, so we do. So the way we do it is we play it like it's regions, like eight regions.
Yes.
We'll do each of the eight regions as their own episode and then do the quarterfinals, semis, and finals as their own episode. So we
just did one region.
So biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop. has made it to the quarterfinals. That's all we know.
Honestly, that one might go all the way.
Biologically accurate.
Yeah, I think that might go all the way. But we'll have fun doing the rest of it.
I feel like biologically accurate is a pretty big range.
Well, there's only one way a penis should look.
Okay.
I believe actually when we did that, Tyler asked about if it had, quote, normal skin color.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was not a great thing to. That was not a great way to phrase.
And if you hadn't already been canceled dozens of times over, that would have done it.
Well, you don't understand. By normal, I of course meant. Never mind. I can't even.
Sorry, he cut out there. We couldn't hear what he said.
Yeah.
Do you think all penises were created in God's penis's image?
You know what, Jed? I think we're both in theological deep water, and if you try to hold on to me, we're going to drown.
That's brilliant. That's a brilliant response.
I mean, I guess he would be uncut then, right?
Have always wondered about that. Like, we're made in God's image, but you got to chop that dick off. Like, why make us in that image then, God? What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
If you're going to ask God about all of the various decisions he made about the human body... that's like 90th on the list. Like, you want us to stand upright, and our spine is clearly not designed for it.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
We definitely weren't intelligently designed. Even if intelligent design is correct, it's not. Even if it's correct, it wasn't done well. It was done foolishly. It was done by a drunk.
moronically designed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we know we were designed in God's image, because we're all idiots. God is an idiot.
Yeah. I don't know where to go with.
You guys want to play $25,000 pyramid?
I do.
I guess.
Cool.
Teach me.
So this is a game that we played once before.
Oh.
Eggs, you haven't played it. You guys know Pyramid, the show Pyramid?
Yes, I vaguely remember the show Pyramid.
No. Is it like Deal or No Deal?
Tyler, you've played this on the podcast.
Is it like one word hints and you have to guess a one word answer or something?
Kind of a little bit. So
here's like this operation.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to talk to Jed, and then, Jed, you can explain it to Tyler if we need that to
happen. I always listen better when somebody with a mullet explains it to me.
So, well, let me see if I can pull this.
I don't know, you guys. I'm just having fun this episode. I don't know.
You know what, buddy? I'm glad you're having fun.
Yeah, it's always nice to see you have fun, Tyler. Now shut the fuck up.
You two are going to be on a team. We'll say Jed will go first. So I'm going to send you, Jed, six words. They're not all words. Words or phrases in a row. And each one, you have to get Tyler to say them without
Like code word.
Just kind of talking.
It's a game that's a lot like Pyramid, apparently.
I think you made up code word. I think you might be thinking of passphrase.
No, oh, passphrase. Yeah.
No, or he's thinking of.
Have I known this man for half my life, or have I known this man for half my life?
Also, maybe thinking of code names, which is.
No, you might also be thinking of code names.
I was thinking of passphrase, absolutely, 100%.
Code word.
Okay. All right, so I'm so bad at Skype. I got to open up a different.
Wait, what chat. Are the rules for what I can say? Is it just anything that isn't the exact?
Anything that isn't this thing. And if it's like if I send you like bitter hops, you can't say like hops and those hops are bitter. You know, like don't say either of the words if it's a multi-word.
Oh,
thing.
I'm already bummed that this is going to be about beer. But okay.
Oh, this is $25,000 pyramid.
Pyramid, yeah. Pyramid.
How much time do I have?
A minute. Let me open up my tiny whiny
things. Okay, Tyler, just remember how little I know about beer.
I'm there, buddy.
Yeah.
Who did I play this with? I feel like when I played this with somebody, we did really well.
You played that with Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we did a pretty good job.
Just like a year ago.
Okay.
Text me or Skype me? What are you doing?
I'm going to Skype you. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Okay, this is the name of a field. It grows in a field and you can harvest it.
Wheat, barley, grain.
Yeah, barley. Oh my God, this is so hard. I have to switch between. This is the worst way of doing this. Okay. It rises to the top of the beer.
Foam.
Yes, next. Okay, this is the type of beer that Sam's drinking. The new one that is not as old as our podcast.
Oh, that's not what Sam's drinking, but a hazy IPA. Oh,
okay. Okay, this is you do a handstand on it and drink out of it, and it's called a blend
keg.
Stand. Yeah. My favorite genre of beer, I guess.
Sour?
Why are these so easy? Oh, okay. Okay, this one's like... a song by They Might Be Giants, Gilgamesh, Sargon. It's the ancient city, it's in, I think it's in the Middle East.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I can't. Sumer? Sumeria?
No. Keep going.
Babylon, Babylonia.
No. Fuck. What's, it's the bum ba da da Sargon, Hammurabi, Ashurbanipal, and Gilgamesh.
I don't know. Sorry. Epic. Epic of Gilgamesh.
Song. It's a great song.
What am I trying to get?
The town, the name of the city.
Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so you are only 41 seconds late to get to Mesopotamia. You half of that time was Mesopotamia, half the time was before that. And I was I wonder how long it'll take them to get Mesopotamia.
I thought the words were going to be a lot harder than what you gave.
Well, that I thought it was really funny that you were talking shit about how it was too easy as I was sending Mesopotamia.
I stand by it. Mesopotamia, we would have got immediately if we were on the same page with that They Might Be Giants song.
Yeah, it was weird that that's what you went to, but that's okay.
Well, I don't know, given more time, I don't know what else I would say.
Okay.
All right. I don't know any more about Mesopotamia than just that it's the
that's
name
of that song. That's fair. All right.
Okay, ready?
What do you mean ready?
You're going to go the other way. I'm going to send these to Tyler. He's giving you hints, okay?
Sure.
On your mark, get set, now.
So the grain I said, plus another type of alcoholic beverage.
Barley ale?
So close. It's something
barley the Greeks wine?
Like to drink. Yep, that's the one. This is a team from the state that Sam lives in.
Sam lives in Wisconsin.
Yep, and their name is related to beer. Related to beer? Wait,
what
is
sport
it not?
Do they play?
Brewers?
Oh, yeah, it's the Brewers. I couldn't remember. This is a drinking day celebrated by the Irish.
St. Patrick's Day?
Yep. This is what you get after you drink too much on St. Patrick's Day.
Drunk?
Nope, the day after.
Hungover?
Yep.
Hangover,
yeah. Yeah. Not an ale, but a... The other type of beer, cold fermenting, like a Bud is this kind, like most, like cheap, like domestics are this type.
Lager?
Yeah, lager. There we go.
All right, you're at time, but I want to hear you do the last one.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, no. I don't know. There's no possible way he would get this. He doesn't know what it is.
Wait. Just try. Is it a Hefeweizen?
It's an ester. You could find it in Hefeweizen.
No, you've confused esters in this thing. You do that a lot.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Never mind.
Esters are in Hefeweizens, and these are a different flavor thing, often considered to be negative, that has a buttery flavor.
Drinkability.
Yeah, so he was never going to get it.
No. Diacetyl, yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Well, yeah, I've probably heard you two say it, but I've never heard it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, we definitely get what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was impossible for us to win in that direction.
Well, I mean, I kind of thought I'll do five that are gettable and then end with Mesopotamian diacetyl because it'll be tough. But you actually you didn't even get lager. Before the time expired.
No, he beat the buzzer on lager.
Yeah, I beat the buzzer on lager.
Oh, I think the tape will reveal that is not the case.
Well, you could edit the tape to reveal whatever you want.
Yeah, and I'm sure you will.
I loved you. You gave him a really good hint for lager if someone knows anything at all.
Yeah, I know.
Not a nail, but obviously. Or cold fermenting. Those are both great clues. And you're like, oh, right, I'm talking to someone who's thinking about beer. Let me start over.
Yeah.
I think we both did great, Jed.
Thank you. I think we did too. I hate Sam.
Me too, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Well, now it's article time. Let's see what we got here. So we talked about Budweiser as a lager, and our next article is about them. CNN.com. Anheuser-Busch CEO wants to ditch domestic for American.
Oh, fart you.
Yeah, it's stupid. So, you know, there's domestic versus imported. And it's funny because things that are domestic might be imported and things that are imported might be domestic.
Yeah,
just it's basically just like a quality type dealio. Well, AB InBev is like, that's stupid. We should just call them American instead, which... I mean, kind of defeats the purpose a little bit.
Why?
Well, I guess it doesn't defeat the purpose, but it's like it's the same. You have the same problems, I think, is the issue. Because just calling them all American, like, what about all the Canadian beers that would qualify?
Well, so the issue, Tyler, is that...
That you're not at all thinking like the CEO thinks, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah.
I think the problem is that people use the term domestic for something like Molson.
Right.
And they're wrong. Like, it's just patently incorrect to do that. Or they'll, something like a Sam Adams, they'll call imported, even though that's also
correct, just
factually inaccurate.
Yes.
So I think the right fix is to use these words correctly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
And this is doing something different, which is saying we're going to swap out domestic for American.
Yeah.
But it's just jingoism.
Okay.
Because it's more American to say American than it is to say domestic.
I don't think
they have any interest in making the terms accurate. They just want to wave a flag around.
No. You're right. And I'm sorry if I was unclear. I understand that that's what they're doing. I get that.
Yes.
It bothers me that they're like, instead of using words correctly, like Sam has suggested, they're just saying, instead of using this word correctly, we're just going to use another word incorrectly.
Well, it's because they're not trying to fix the problem
I get it. I get it.
Jed, can you explain to them? He doesn't seem like he understands.
Yeah. Tyler, I don't know what I would even say for the bit that would be different from what I already said.
Yeah,
I mean, this is dumb as shit, I guess.
Yeah, this is not as bad as a bill to rename Greenland to Red, White, and Blue Land, but it's the same flavor of nonsense.
Is that a thing that's happened? I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, dude. Someone submitted that bill.
Yeah.
Now... Well,
I don't know if you were going to say the same thing that I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to say is that we like you can call a country whatever you want.
Right. Exactly.
It's like
Germany isn't close to Deutschland.
Right.
Like, they want it to be formalized on atlases and in like government memos and shit. That's what they're
saying. And they're idiots.
Who cares?
But they can do that.
you heard what happened with the AP, right?
Yeah.
The AP? What?
The AP. They kicked out of the White House because they
called
the Gulf of America.
Is that type of shit?
If
they pass this fucking Red, White, and Blue Land law, it's going to be the same nonsense.
I don't care if they call it Red, White, and Blue Land. That's what I'm saying. We already don't call countries by their right names anyway. We've been doing it for 200 years. Who cares? I don't give a shit. Japan is not called Japan. China is not called China. We just do that. Who cares? We call it fart button toot land. I don't care.
It's normalizing giving power where it shouldn't be given and having other people be subservient to that power.
Here's the thing. I think once Trump is elected again, when you use the term normalizing, that's just – don't even worry about that, my guy. Don't even worry about saying normalizing no more. You
know, the one silver lining here is there will never be another election, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's true. We'll never have to go through that.
We could survive to the midterms.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, Lord willing. Lord willing.
Oh, God, you hear about that astronaut with the 2% – or astronaut. nope. The asteroid with, like, the 2% chance of hitting Earth. Come on, baby.
Yeah, it's
all those
big
dice.
I
give me the snake
that.
Eyes. I
it's
want that 2%.
Big. It's not very big.
I'm snake eyes on that 1 in 36. That's more likely than 2%, just so you know.
Yeah. It's 1 in 1. That adds up to 2. I don't know.
That's true.
Oh, what?
That's true. He said true things. It's 1 and 1. That adds up to 2. That's a true
thank you, Jed. Statement. Thank you, Jed.
You should write for Fox News, bud.
Me or Tyler.
Or Outkick.
Either. I mean, it. Tyler's stupid and you're complacent. So
I'll be your editor. I'm like, yep, looks good again.
This is good. This is fun.
Yeah, this
is it too late for us to veer right
to
become successful?
No.
I mean, morally, it's, I think, easier than it's ever been.
It's so easy to go hard right and just wind up in the White House.
Yeah, seriously.
Think about
how dumb so many of those people are.
Yeah.
Like, that's why Ben Shapiro is, like, an ultimate grifter, because he's, like, very smart and knows how to do it. And so he's like, this is free money. I make free
funny.
We're three Ben Shapiros right here. Well, two and a half Ben Shapiros. Two and a half Ben Shapiros.
Man, speaking of that, I was talking to Three Stacks about this the other day, and she was like, I don't regret having taken your name, but I regret having given our children your name.
That's what a cool thing to say.
Three Sacks is leaning into it, and I appreciate
that. No, because she's afraid about raising Jews in America, even though we're not doing that.
I understand. I'm not saying that Three Sacks is a racist. That's not what I'm saying. It's just what a cool, fun statement to come out in like the 21st century for whatever reason.
The fact that what she said was reasonable is the problem. Right.
I'm just glad Three Sacks finally feels empowered to speak her truth.
Yeah.
Oh, like, buddy, she does that plenty when we're not on pod. Don't worry.
Says racist shit.
brother.
Yeah.
Don't get her started on those Italians.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. It's obviously funny to make fun of Italians. Go on.
But I'm excited for Three Stacks to start calling everything American beer or whatever we were originally talking about.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What's going on with you, Jed?
I'm so excited because earlier today I found out I could do that thing with my tongue where you make it into a clover.
Earlier today, you mean while Tyler was introducing his beer and we weren't listening to him. We were
no,
just
that's fair. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, go Jed. Go Jed. Hey, that's pretty good. Both of you guys. That's really good. I can't do anything with my tiny baby tongue. It's a problem.
I know. Becca's been telling us about it. Ayo.
Yeah.
Anyways, I rolled my ankle a couple weeks ago. That was kind of rough, but. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jed. Actually, I got something to talk to you about. You had an actual hernia, right?
No, I had a sports hernia.
Okay, me too, buddy. Me too.
That's what I told you. I told you Jed had this too.
I couldn't remember which one it was. I couldn't remember which point of my injury we were talking about. What'd you do for it, big guy?
I got the mesh put in.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, I got the mesh put in. But if you're not.
Surgery? Yeah, I'm not getting a surgery. I'm not getting a surgery.
You shouldn't need it. Does it bother you when you walk, though?
It was hurting like a motherfucker. I was in a lot of pain. It's better. They gave me some like anti-inflammatories and I got some physical therapy coming up and I've been doing like stretches and shit, but that's pretty wild that you got the old snip snap.
Well, I wear cleats and turn and press in direction. So I have to get surgery if I want to like keep doing that.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to sprint, I don't think you would need to get surgery.
Not unless the ice cream truck's coming.
Ayo.
I don't even like sweets that much. If you were like, not unless the gravy truck is coming. There you go. Now you got me.
Gravy truck? That's
not unless the gravy truck is coming.
Sam, you got me. Oh, damn. Wow.
This is just the roast Tyler section.
Uh-huh. Somebody say roast?
Okay. All right, Tyler. That was too – that wasn't – that was mean.
That was mean to Tyler. Be nice to my best
friend. Tyler. Yeah, it's basically – you're probably doing the same type of – rehab that you would do for like a groin pull, which is not the same thing, but is the rehab helping? I haven't done it yet. How did this happen?
I have no idea.
What could you have possibly done?
For the 15th time, yes, I don't play sports, but I live an active life. I'm constantly doing shit in the park. So I probably did something like on the job, but I don't remember like in the moment hurting myself. I woke up and I was like, oh, something's wrong. And then like I was in a lot of pain for a while.
How did you get diagnosed for it?
I went to the doctor and they wait, you didn't listen to all the episodes when I went through this? That's so weird.
They put their finger up there?
They prodded me in the groin and were like, we don't know what this is. And so they sent me to get an ultrasound. And the ultrasound lady mashed my balls with the wand and it hurt so bad. And she was like, I don't know what this is. And then
she wouldn't stop licking her lips at him.
It was horrible.
Mashed your balls with the wand, and then they were like, your balls look good. See?
Yeah, honestly, it sucked so bad. It sucked so bad. It really, really hurt. But they were like, we don't know. So then I went and I got a CT scan, and they were like, looks like you got a tear in your sports area.
Yep, that's how it happens.
Yep.
Well, that's a bummer. They use the mesh. So when I got the done, I was having my trouble on my right side.
And me too.
When I went in for the surgery, they actually put the mesh in both sides.
Oh, just like, preemptive.
Yeah, they're like, the mesh is so good that we just do it. And then, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Me and my friends call it the mesh dick surgery because many of us have gotten it. Four of us all got it. But you're not going to get that, so you can't really.
I'm not. No.
You can't really make that joke.
So you and I are the ones who have had dick surgery. Tyler hasn't.
No,
so
dick surgery over here.
What was your dick surgery again?
Vasectomy.
Oh. I mean, I guess technically all three of us have had dick surgery, but.
Well.
Are you talking about circumcision?
Yeah, that baby. Is,
yeah.
Doesn't
yeah,
baby, count.
It doesn't count. It's barely cutting anything off. Barely surgery.
I've been calling my rabbi my surgeon for years.
It's not a rabbi. It's a moil.
That's definitely not something I know the difference between.
Moil, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Tyler, as a mudblood. Moils, definitionally, are the ones that snip your tip. That's like yes. Their deal.
I was going to say, oddly, Sam definitely knows what a moil is. Sam was more Jewish than all of us for a little while there.
Because I believed in God for 45 seconds?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that was weird.
I remember that.
Yep.
I remember one time me and Sam were having an argument about God, and then Ramon came over and
oh, God,
Ramon. And gave all these things. He was like, do you believe in blank? And I'd be like, yeah, do you believe blank? And all these things. And then at the end, he's like, well, that's what God is.
He's like, do you believe in rocks? Do you believe in water?
It was very similar to that. And then Sam was like, gotcha. And I was like, he literally, that's the opposite of what happened. I hate you.
I was like, he's pleading my case poorly, but I guess I have to be on his side.
Yes, exactly.
Incredible.
You believing in God was like, I'm glad the writers patched that because that was not like that was not a believable character trait for you.
It was really my
it was too fantastical.
When me and God were dating casually, it was really more about really wanting to believe than actually believing.
Right.
And I was trying to force it, and then at some point I just couldn't force it anymore.
Yeah, that was confusing to me and Tyler.
I honestly, if there was like an injection you could take that was like faith,
yeah,
I might take it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I think it would make
definitely take it.
Yeah.
I would definitely.
That's why they call it the opium of the masses. Yeah,
for sure. Right. So you see why I was trying so hard at that point.
I can see why someone would try so hard. But you operate in different ways, and that's why it was so confusing. I was like...
Jed, the autistic believe in God, too.
I don't even know if that's true.
Are you kidding me? So many priests and, like, monks and nuns, like, back in the day. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you, you're probably right.
They were like, you're weird. We're sending you off
to the convent. Like, who else is just like, I'm going to get walled up to show I love God.
True.
But if it weren't for the God-loving part, it sounds kind of nice. No one fucking bugging me.
I just remember, like, I was, like, in freshman year, I was, like, a militant atheist asshole that would, like, argue with people about religion. Yeah. But
and now you're just a normal asshole.
Yeah, no, now I really don't care about those type of things as much at all. But I just remember being so, like, other people, I'd be, like, upset that they believed in God because I was such a piece of shit. But, Sam, you just confused, it just confused me.
Befuddled.
So that it was, yes, it was befuddling.
Well, I guess hilarious. You won in the end, didn't you?
Yes, I certainly won. I won.
Yeah, there is no God, and we're alone in an uncaring universe. Jed, do you feel good about your victory?
Me and Satan won.
Oh, brother. Well, we have one more article here, but I don't actually care about it. So, we want to wrap up this nonsense, or?
It's kind of weird for you to preface this article that way, because there's an implication of care.
I cared so much about the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just bust through it real quick. So Heineken, blockbuster results driven by premium beer and 0.0 drinks as European stocks reach record high. That's it. Their stocks have reached a record high because they're like doing really well selling non-alcoholic beers pretty much.
3Sex loves Heineken Zero.
A lot of people love the
Zero. She's like two of those a week.
Yeah.
Why? Why do people love it?
I think it does a pretty good job like recreating the Heineken.
As like a flavor facsimile, it's an impressive bit of chemistry. And I think I can't put myself in this headspace, but some people want to drink a beer and not have drank a beer.
I got a Juul with Juul pods that didn't have nicotine in them like a few years ago as like a, oh, maybe if I smoke this, it'll help me quit.
Yeah.
I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel if I would drink a 0.0% beer.
I mean, I agree, but there are a lot of, I've yelled at Sam for a number of years about non-alcoholic beers, but he has shown that there's maybe 1% use case for them.
There's definitely a use case for them. I understand that, but it seems that's a large, like that the 0.0 is like helping them lead the way. That is
bad. A lot of people are drinking it. I don't know.
Honestly, I'm more of a fan of NA liquor than NA beer, which feels totally bizarre to say, but I think that like the fact that you just like crack a beer and you drink it, like there's not enough that goes into it. But like if you make yourself a cocktail, like the making yourself the cocktail is half the fun. And if there's no booze in it, whatever, I got a cocktail at the end. And if there's no alcohol in it, whatever. I did those one of the pregnancies, I forget the second one. Who there's too many to count at this point. One of the fucking pregnancies, I got into those NA liquors and I was pretty impressed.
I think it's interesting coming from you, the sit down and just drink a beer to drink it. Like for someone that actually cares about what a beer tastes like you don't just drink beers like just all the time that way. I think it makes sense for someone to drink a 0.0% beer and like get something out of it.
NA beer's not good enough to like really be able to appreciate the flavor.
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I will. But I will take your word on it, Samuel.
Yeah, I would.
All right. Well, we killed 3 minutes talking about that. Now we done?
Golden. Let's get out of here.
Put it on wax.
I'm going first.
God, it looks like Sam's drinking orange juice over there. That's rough.
Yeah. All right. I was drinking my Witty Monkey 9.5% citrus wheat ale, Victory Brewing Company's Monkeyverse. It was good. The citrus definitely comes through. The wheat part is like, I don't know what wheat ale should really taste like. Do you want to give me a quick?
Smooth, a little sweet. You might get like banana notes from the yeasty character.
Okay, I didn't feel that. The sweetness obviously came through because of the citrus. But it just didn't have a lingering flavor, like I said. And the temperature did not affect the flavor of the beer at all. So it was cold when I started it because I got it from the fridge and I just finished it. It's like an hour later. And
from the fridge. Oh, that's so fucking smart, Jed. Thank you for the tip.
What?
Next time I'll put my beer in the fridge first.
Got him.
I don't understand how I was even got. What did I do wrong?
You don't need to do much for me and Tyler to gang up on you.
I don't get it.
I am turgid over here.
Aren't there beers that you're supposed to be drinking at room temp?
Isn't that a thing? If you're in Europe.
Yeah.
I thought. Okay. Anyways.
Look at this guy thinking he knows beers.
I don't think that. So that's why the very little pieces of information I have, I hold so dearly. And those so are long. Okay. No puns, please. I'm vulnerable. It didn't have any lasting power, which is phenomenal for someone that doesn't like beer. 9.5%, I'm feeling it. Feels great. Didn't taste like I was drinking liquor. So this was a home run for me. I could drink another one of these, which I cannot say about Golden Monkey. Like, I don't think I could drink two Golden Monkeys.
Really?
Yeah, it's just it's all right. All so yeah, Witty Monkey. I would recommend this to both of you.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear your ratings. I'm giving it 8.5, I think.
All right.
Yeah. Good. It's good.
I'm gonna keep an eye out for that for sure. Don't
try that real bad.
Yep. I have Miss Pillion's Pretty Damn Good Pale Ale, 5% ABV. I liked it, but it's a little bit of a Bufalini situation in that this is really more of like an IPA than a pale ale. It's got a lot of that kind of New Zealand-y, tropical-y characteristic going on. So it's going to lose a couple points, but I did like it. So I'm going to give it a 6.9, I think.
Nice.
If it didn't boost me, it'd be over 7. But I'm going to recommend it to, folks who like that kind of tropical-y IPA profile. Samuel?
Yeah, where'd my can go? Right. I had Hop Butcher Lady Octopus. And this is like a super boof here because haziness aside, this is just an IPA.
Yeah.
It's like from a hoppiness and bitterness perspective, it's maybe even an APA.
Yeah.
But it tasted really good.
Mm.
So it's gonna lose points for the fibbing, but I did enjoy it. The finish sucked because it's a hazy, but the like fruitiness really worked with a little bit of hop that was there, and the booze was noticeable, but not 10.5 noticeable. So like that's a success. I'm gonna downgrade it from an 8 to a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
For what it done did to me. And I would recommend this to Boris. This would be Boris's favorite beer in the whole fucking world. That guy loves a hazy IPA. And this is just a really good hazy IPA.
He moved to New England for them.
Yep. How long do you have to get boofed by a whole type of beer before it's just like, fuck it, this is the new canonically what it is?
Well, so that's a really interesting question because we're into a point of where what's language being descriptive versus prescriptive. We're kind of into that argument at some point. It's not like if this happens for 10 years and that's just what all IPAs are, then I guess I just don't like IPAs as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Really what I would like is for if this is what people are going to keep making when they say IPAs, call non-hazy IPAs something really specific.
OG pale ales.
Fine. I mean, I'm sure we can do better than that.
Nope.
Call them Kansas City IPAs. I don't fucking care. As long as we like are strictly defining it, and maybe it's just I need to only drink West Coast IPAs because West Coast IPAs don't do this to me. But it's a good question, Jed, and I don't know the answer. Really what I would like is for things to be more accurately labeled.
It seems like 10 years is longer of the time than it will take because it feels like you're getting closer because your expectations coming in were like very heavily set and they were all met exactly as you predicted them to be.
Yeah, but that's just because I'm like a
savant. Okay, all right, let's end the issue.
Yeah, well, all right, cool. Do you know what you're drinking next week, Samuel?
Ah, dicks. I even pulled one, but now I forget what. Oh, it's a honey thing. I have a weird honey thing.
Oh, okay.
Another type of beer that disappoints me consistently. Why did I do this?
Yeah, it never tastes like honey, but it usually does have decent alcohol in there.
I don't even remember if this one does. I'll find out.
Yep. Jed, thank you and your mullet so much for coming back. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
You really made me feel turgid in this episode.
That would be slander if anyone listened to this. But since no one does, you're not saying lies about me. So, yeah.
That's how it works, I think, legally.
Yeah. Is it slanderous if no one hears?
Listener, if you want to slander us, you can do it by emailing us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com, commenting on links at brewstews.com, or blue skying us at Brewsday Tuesday, right? The whole one? It's the whole one.
Hell all right. Yeah.
Don't let the best give you dollars. See you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine.
In the same way as I write mean lies about you guys in my diary, that's not libel because no one reads it.
Yeah.